This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Mahakumbh 2025 will be such a Mahayagya of unity and equality which will guide the nation and will be discussed all over the world. He was speaking at a public gathering in Sangam area of Prayagraj after formally inaugurating the Mahakumbh 2025, which will officially start from 13th of January next year and will continue till 26th of February. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi launched development projects worth around 5,500 crore rupees, which includes various rail and road projects to boost infrastructure and provide seamless connectivity in Prayagraj. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that a new history will be created on the sacred land of Prayagraj during Mahakumbh, which is a rare event symbolizing the power of collectiveness and ending every kind of inequality. The Prime Minister also inaugurated major temple corridors on the occasion, which include Bhardwaj Ashram Corridor, Shringwerpur Dham Corridor, Akshayavat Corridor, Hanuman Mandir Corridor, among others. The Lok Sabha today began a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "Indian Constitution paves the way for nation building by touching all aspects of social, economic, political and cultural life." In a veiled attack on the opposition Congress, Mr. Singh said, "In the last few years, attempts have been made to project the Constitution as a contribution of a particular party." He said the Constitution is not a contribution of any single party, but an unparalleled, transformative document aligned with the values of India. Participating in the discussion, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra of Congress said, "The Constitution is the safety armor to keep the citizens safe." She alleged that through lateral entry and privatization, the government is trying to weaken reservation. India has raised concerns with Canadian authorities following the murder of three Indian students in Canada last week. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "India has taken up the issue with the Canadian authority and India High Commissions are in touch with the local authorities for a thorough investigation." Responding to a media query over the issue, he added that India has also issued an advisory for its nationals and students to exercise extreme caution amid growing incidents of hate crimes and violence. The MEA spokesperson also informed the President of Sri Lanka, Anura Kumar Dissanayake, is scheduled to visit India on the 15th of this month. Mr. Jaiswal said that this will be his first visit since his election as the President of India. I beg your pardon, as the President of Sri Lanka. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar emphasized the need to scale up defense and security cooperation with the UAE for mutual benefit. In his opening remarks at the 15th India-UAE Joint Commission meeting with his UAE counterpart, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed bin Al Nahyan, in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said that India and the UAE share a common interest in preserving and promoting the stability, security and prosperity of their regions. Dr. Jaishankar also mentioned the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, stating that trade has steadily grown and now stands at $85 billion. The High Court today granted an interim bail for 4 weeks to the film actor Allu Arjun over a quash petition filed by the actor in a case relating to stampede, which led to the death of a woman and injuring her son. The court also directed the actor for a personal bond of 50,000 rupees. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions to likely continue over northwest and central India during the next 2 to 3 days and abate thereafter. Talking to media, IMD scientist Dr. Soma Sen Roy said the sudden dip in temperature was due to the western disturbance. Third cricket test of Border Gavaskar Trophy series between India and Australia will begin at Gabba in Brisbane tomorrow morning. The series is currently tied 1-1. Australia won the second test by 10 wickets at the Adelaide Oval and India registered a 295-run triumph at the Optus Stadium in Perth. And that is the end of this news bulletin.